Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Good Saturday morning. Busy weekend, a lot going on around the area. Sure appreciate you tuning in here to Chasm Radio as you do each and every morning. This report brought to you every week by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Yeah, they got hours this morning, typically 8 till noon right there in the south side of I-94. Check out their trailers. Boy, they got a great selection of utility trailers and enclosed trailers. If you're looking for something more heavy duty or maybe some skid steer attachments, never too early or never too late to start the conversation. Talk to Chad and the crew. They can help you out at Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. This week's report, we're kind of all across the board. First of all, going to start talking weather with ag meteorologist Ryan Martin. He's out of Warsaw, Indiana, and talking about this harvest season as it really begins to wrap up. He says the Corn Belt will likely have some drier weather here during harvest time, he says, overall.
Honestly, it looks like a large part of the Corn Belt, in my opinion, is going to be dealing with below normal precipitation. So we're looking at a drier harvest, at least to start. So here from mid-September and go through the end of October, I think we're going to be looking at below normal precipitation, which is good, which will help things dry down. It does look like if there is an active precipitation track at all, it tends to want to run over the upper Midwest. So that may bring a little bit more moisture to places like Minnesota, Wisconsin, and into the northern Great Lakes. So Michigan as well. But overall, I don't see too many hiccups in the Corn Belt when it comes to harvest, at least now through October. You go later in the season, we might start to get a little more active. We'll have to see.
Now, we didn't see a lot of rain here in this area, but we did see some rain. Some pockets did see over an inch or so, but a lot of farmers are saying the corn is ready if you're looking to chop some silage. Now, there might be some rain in the upper Midwest, as Ryan mentioned, but there should be adequate windows, he says. There should be no shortage of time to start and getting the work done in the fields here this week and the week to 10 days ahead.
By all means, I think that's an easy call right there. I think harvest is going to be able to happen. What we run into, though, is that's been the garden spot all year. So that's the spot where we're seeing growth extending. As long as temperatures stay warm, it may not be as fast of a dry down there as crops mature because we've got plenty of moisture both in the soil profile and from these, quote, timely rains that come through.
Ag and meteorologist Ryan Martin, he also talks about there are some challenges as we've seen parts of the central and southern plains continue to battle with drought conditions.
I have some significant concerns about the central and southern plains when it comes to HRW, hard red winter wheat belt planting. That's going to be the story here going forward. I really look for us to be well below normal on precipitation there. We've already seen some wheat and heard some wheat dusted in parts of Kansas and Oklahoma. Right now, there's nothing to change that. And when rains come through, the systems are not overly moisture laden. So we do see a little bit of moisture, but if you get half an inch and you really need an inch and a half or more to kind of get the soil profile back, it's just not going to happen and not going to work. So I think harvest in Nebraska is going to be okay. Planting of wheat in Kansas is going to be touch and go. And when it comes to harvest in Kansas, a large part of the crops have already been burnt up and have had some issues there anyway. So I think harvest is going to be just fine with what they have left in Kansas.
And finally, some challenges ahead for the Deep South as well, according to Martin.
Here is where I think we have our issues, and this is where we've had the issues up to this point as well. Plentiful moisture coming into the Delta. We've got quality concerns on the harvest that has happened so far. Anything left to go is going to be running into the peak of any kind of potential tropical outbreak scenario. So we've already got a couple of stronger storms in the Atlantic. Nothing's making direct landfall, but throwing some moisture into the Deep South. I think that continues at least into mid-October. Then we kind of wind things down on the tropical season fairly quickly second half of the month. But I think that the moisture issues that we've seen to this point don't go away exceptionally fast in the Deep South.
Ryan Martin, ag and meteorologist out of Warsaw, Indiana. So talking weather, talking harvest, let's get an update from our neighbors up to the north and farm broadcaster Dennis Guy giving us an update on what kind of harvest is underway in Canada.
Canada's Outdoor Farm Show, Eastern Canada's largest farm show, open to overcast skies and light rain on Tuesday. Located just east of London, Ontario, the show will continue through Thursday. This is the first live show to be held on site since 2019. Grain Farmers of Ontario, one of hundreds of exhibitors and vendors on site, is the province's largest commodity organization and represents 28,000 corn, soybeans, wheat, oats, and barley farmers across the province. Laura Ferrier is an agronomist with Grain Farmers of Ontario. As the province's largest acreage field crop starts to be harvested in the extreme southwestern region, Laura Ferrier expects to see generally average soybean yields overall.
For some areas of the province, the soybean harvest is right on our doorstep. There are some beans that will probably be coming off this week. Very low acres, but it's starting. We'll probably see average yields. There's going to be pockets that will be higher and there's going to be pockets that will be lower just because of when they received rains and how much rain they received. But overall, probably an average year.
If there is an upside to lower yields caused by a dry growing season, it is the lower disease pressure that usually goes along with a lack of rain. Laura Ferrier says that Ontario soybean and corn crops saw very little disease outbreaks in this growing season.
We have not had a huge amount of disease pressure. White mold in soybeans, that's been quite low this year because we haven't had those real heavy, lush fields. There's certainly some diseases. Tar spot is a new one for the region, and there are some areas. Everything's just hurting a little bit more due to lack of moisture.
Along with soybeans, southern Ontario is home to Canada's largest corn acreage. Early planted corn received some timely rains and is expected to yield better than the later planted corn. GFO agronomist Laura Ferrier says there is concern for poor maturity in some later planted corn.
Corn is going to be hurting in areas. We've seen in that southwestern area, cornfields are firing up weeks ago due to lack of moisture. If you open up that husk and look at the cob, there's low kernel counts, there's tip back. At this point, we just hope that the plants can finish off. I know the milk line's moving closer to black layer. We're getting to that physiological maturity. We just hope that we can finish that off before any hard frosts or the plants die because of lack of moisture, and it could cause issues with that true maturity being reached.
Laura Ferrier is a staff agronomist with Grain Farmers of Ontario, based in Guelph. Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
All right, Dennis, glad to hear from you. It's been a little while, but yeah, talking weather, talking harvest. Many folks I've spoken to here in the recent week or so chopping some corn silage as well. Beans are drying down. We'll hear more this coming week. Nick Shimmick will join us from Pioneer Seeds and give us some of the latest insights he is seeing around the area. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, it's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda, Trailer Sales and Service in Avon.